to the quality of bread at the pit?
That's what I'm...
Okay, I'll try to get somebody to bring that up. Can you bring my levels up, Chris?
Yep.
Oh. Can you hear me any better now? Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me any better now?
No, I really can't.
Okay, I'll have him keep playing. Okay, is that any better?
Okay.
You can hear me now?
Not much better,
okay. Should we just begin, or you?
Say it again.
I said, should we begin, or you? Are we all set?
Yeah, we can go ahead.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining us, first of all. I guess my first question is, how back together is P-Funk, and who's with you right now, and how did you guys actually get brought back together? So you talk about the mothership, and with the 20th anniversary coming up, is the mothership landing again? Is it?
It's gonna land on the 4th of July in Central Park.
Great. How about the rest of the tour? How is that going to be compared to past tours?
We're gonna start from the 4th of July all the way through to the end of the millennium.
Okay. How has college dates affected your audience? Are you drawing a lot?
Well, we got a whole bunch of brand new audience now. Because of the movie PCU.
Right.
And Lollapalooza. And, of course, the hip-hop crowd sampling the music. Between all of that, we got a whole new audience, you know, black and white.
You mentioned Lollapalooza. There's been a lot of talk of you doing at least some dates again this year. Is that true, or any truth to
it?
So there's been a lot of talk about you maybe doing Lollapalooza again this year. Is there any truth to it?
No, because we're going to have the mothership out. we'll probably doing our own tour.
You mentioned also how, you know, being sampled and the hip-hop sampling and such. How's that affected you? Are you opening yourself? I mean, are you working with them? Is that bringing in new audiences? What exactly has that effect been on you? Right, I was going to ask you about that. Are you working musically with anybody specifically these days? Any of the...
Well, with the Fugees.
What, any...
I'm going to do some remixes on their stuff, and they're going to be on the mothership tour with us.
Really? Wow. What about other genres? Aren't part of your fame is that you cross so many genres. Who else are you working with, or who else are you listening to right now? How are you perceived by these younger rock bands? Are you sort of their role model? Do they come to you for advice? What is your role?
Most of them are pretty funky. They play the same, you know, like alternative clubs we play. That we play. So, I mean, the Chili
Peppers,
I just do them a long time. Right. Gotcha.
Any direction that you're likely to go musically? I mean, you talk about all these various... Are you aiming towards... Gotcha. You're talking about doing college dates recently, and that's what you're doing now. Is any sort of favorite area or type of venue to play? I mean, how is playing a college date different from playing your Lollapalooza or different from playing your... Wow.
And we got a chance to be really crazy at the same time. The contrast really, we have a lot of fun with that. And then we play Dartmouth and University of Maryland. We play it all over the... It's sort of like Animal House. it's like Animal House 2. And then a few months ago, we played the Black College. So you get a chance to just meet all a whole lot of new kids. And being that it's so... It's got so much history.
Wow.
So the kids are like 12, 13, and 14, all the way up to 40.
So are your audiences just generally been mixed of all age, all race?
All ages, all race. And it's funny to look at them all looking at each other, because a lot of the, even though they go to school together, a lot of the blacks never seen the white kids slam dance and what you call it, Martian.
Right.
And then, so whenever we see somebody moving that fast, we usually think it's a fight.
Definitely. You mentioned doing Lollapalooza before. How is that? What were your experiences like from that? And what did you take away from that? Were you glad you did it? Right.
That means you have to do your thing real quick and get it over. And so that meant running out into the audience, grabbing the youngest ones and bringing them up front to their party, because the older ones are just going to be intellectualizing, trying to analyze it. And you can't even count it in 55 minutes.
Right. So what's the tour later on after July 4th? How's it going to change? What's the difference going to be other than the venue? Really?
Yeah, lots of them.
Oh, wow. So are those... Are those mostly going to be like arena-type tours?
Yeah.
What else? Speaking of the P-Funk, just in general, people you've worked with, what's your relationship with Bootsy Collins like right now?
Oh, we just finished doing my album.
Great.
Yeah, just finished doing my album, and now we got to do his.
Is there anybody else you're working with or producing right now, for that matter? Did you say you were producing the Fugees?
Well, I'm doing remixes on this.
Right. Let me see what else.
Eric Sermon, he did work on some of my stuff on my album.
Really? Oh.
Anywhere
else there? What do you see like music going as? What direction do you think it is? There's been a lot of talk about.
It's gonna be rock and hip hop mixed together.
You think
like
that's?
Public Enemy and Anthrax.
You think that's the direction it's headed?
Yeah, that's the best combination I've seen.
Wow, that should definitely be said. Can I ask you to do a couple ideas for us?
Sure.
Okay. Whatever you want to say. We're 88.5 WRUR FM. I'll let you word it as you wish. 88.5. Rochester, New York. That's great. I appreciate it. Thanks very much for the interview.
Okay, thanks, mate.
All right, take it easy. I'll see you tonight.